Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's an American boy? Glad to have you guys here. So I just want to remind you that you can communicate with me and, of course, the audience by calling the talk line 800-905-0989, which is also the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. And let us go to that text line where someone writes, I love this, Tony, are you guys going to develop the Pelosi plan for retirement at CSRP? I mean, I need her kind of rate of return on investment, which is almost 17,000%. I mean, it is absurd, absolutely absurd. But then someone wrote this. I'm disappointed. I would have hoped a money guy would have taken the chance to speak to a larger audience about the dangers of, one, the 50-year mortgage, two, $2,000 stimulus payoff checks, three, insulting gaslighting about the economy, four, the push for CBDC, five, billions to foreign countries, and continuing to create foreign wars, seven, the destruction of the real estate market, golden age, my butt. Well, okay. There are plenty of elements of what the texter writes that have merit, but that's a lot of real estate, my friend, to cover politically and intellectually. So let me delve into that. Let's start with your 50-year mortgage question, because I think that is well worth with questioning. I do not like that idea at all. So for context, President Trump's new federal housing agency and his director, Bill Pulte, floated this idea of a 50-year mortgage over the weekend. So now Trump has been amplifying this on social media. Well, I think when you look at okay, I'm going to quote one of my favorite proverbs, and we've talked to investors over the years, one of the first questions I've asked them is, let's talk, before we talk about investing money in something, let's talk about your debt profile, because Proverbs says, the borrower becomes slave to the lender. We as a nation have, in essence, become slaves to the debt that has been created largely by our income tax system. That is another subject entirely, but so stretching a mortgage to half a century, that I think is just bad financial engineering. And all that has done over the years, as we have created ever more lengthy mortgages, has created a housing bubble. You go back to every housing bubble. You can look at Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They became those favorite credit machines for people. Cha-ching, cha-ching. So essentially, extending to a 50-year mortgage, all that's going to do is lead people into greater debt and, in my opinion, poverty at some point. I would agree with the texter on this one. Because think of it, all this is doing essentially is just going to elongate this slavery to debt that already stretches across generations. We're talking about half a century here now. Now, what would be a better idea? Well, how about this? Why couldn't the administration use government-sponsored enterprises to enforce discipline? So, in other words, only buy mortgages with a loan-to-value ratio of, say, 80% or less? Because essentially what that would do is it would cap and, I think in time, maybe even deflate a bubble without causing a big crash like we had back in 08. And they've done studies on this. And in the studies, it looks like this could really work well. In fact, one of them, they're actually doing this in Israel, trying to do this. So what would a conservative housing policy look like? Maybe that. Shrink leverage, 80% loan to value as the max, and try to allow prices to reconnect naturally. That, don't manipulate it. So at least I address that. Central bank digital currencies, we can all agree that is just a horrifically bad idea. They're trying it in Europe and so forth. And how about the dividend check? So here's another thing that is underway, as you know. Over the weekend, both Trump and Secretary of Treasury Bessent came out and said in various ways that he's proposing a 2,000 tariff dividend to every American. Well, kind of reminds me of the old stimulus checks from COVID-19, basically. And right now, I would have to say that people's confidence in governance overall is about as low as I've ever seen it. So, yes, tariffs have... let me just say this about tariffs. If you go back and you study history, you will find that up until we created the income tax, ostensibly to be a temporary tax to fund World War I, we had a situation where tariffs was how we raised tax revenue. Well, now, of course, the income tax is created just an absolute feeding trough for special interests and the welfare state and all the rest of it. Not a good thing. But tariffs, as you would find if you studied history, have been a very effective thing. Well, Trump has proposed to do this because so far they've generated $151 billion between April and October. That's a pretty good thing, and have not raised inflation dramatically. So far, I would have to say, let's not be sending out stimulus checks from that money. Let's take that money and use it to pay down some of this horrific debt we have. Anyway, more to come in just a little while. And of course, we'll get to your texts and hopefully some phone calls. I am Tony Dale, or what's left of him. Tara Trevasius. We'll be back tomorrow.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Howdy, welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. So let's go to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which, by the way, you can call too. You know, I have to tell you this. My dad was one of the first radio talk show hosts ever. He just thought up the idea back in the early 50s down in Texas and became a thing when Rush Limbaugh and myself were wearing diapers. But I did talk radio first in the mid-70s and then later in the 80s. And I miss the times when people would call in, because that was the original talk radio. The design, the whole concept was like in the old days, you would recall people would sit on the old country store porch by the Cracker Barrel and they'd talk about politics and world affairs and whatever. It was a sense of community. And that's sort of what talk radio started as. And not that I have a problem with texting. Well, okay. Just full disclosure here. Yes, I text and I read text, but I have to tell you, I love the sound of the human voice, and there are nuances in the way people say things, subtleties that express emotions you cannot get in a text. Yes, it's convenient. Yes, all of that. But anyway, if you wish to call, you may, 800-905-0989. So let's get to some texts here. Tony, if President Trump gives out bonus checks to all citizens, he can refuse to hand out bonuses to states which refuse to open their voter rolls. Well, that's an interesting thought. Then this, Tony, totally agree about the $2,000 tariff checks Trump proposes. While it would be very helpful in our household, we saw how mismanaged that process was with the COVID checks. And I thought the idea with tariffs was to lower the debt in addition to turning the tables on other countries economically. Very good point, texter. And this, tariffs are nothing more than a tax. We are the ones paying the tax, and the dividend checks will simply be funded by printing more money. Okay, let's parse that one a bit here. No, tariffs are not a tax on us. Or the original design of them was not. Prior to the income tax, and later, of course, the horrific property taxes, which our founding fathers would have turned over in their grave about either of those things, that is the way that this country raised money, was through tariffs, taxes on your foreign competitors. So, as opposed to an income tax, which has become... If you want to read a book that'll make your hair stand on end, it's essentially the history of what was really going on that brought the income tax to life. Creature from Jekyll Island. Go read that one sometime. I would agree with that. So one of the slams that the left keeps saying, oh, those tariffs, they're causing all this inflation. Right? Okay. I would like to point out to you, first of all, that during the Biden administration, inflation got to 20%. How quickly we forget. And so let's look at what's happening. Headline inflation actually stabilized. And it's done so in an uneven fashion. So one of the stories that ran a little earlier today was they are investigating a handful of the biggest beef producers and seeing if they're unfairly heightened the price of beef, because beef right now has increased 14.7%. The next closest increase was 7.7% for car maintenance and repair. Home insurance is up, 7.5%. Sugar, 7%. But let's look a little further here. Remember when we were hearing, oh my gosh, eggs, oh, they were costing. Eggs are down 1.3%. Gas is down 0.4%. Fresh fruit down 0.2%. Even pork is only up 1.6%, and poultry is up 1.4%. So the point in this is one of the reasons those things are happening is the tariffs have worked, and they have raised, think of it, $151 billion with a B. Now, having said that, that does not mean it's a good idea to start doling out $2,000 checks to people, in my opinion. I want to say this. I voted for Donald Trump. I like most of what he's done and what he's doing. But Donald Trump is just a man. And my kingdom actually is not of this world, if you want to know the perfect truth, as a believer in Christ. I'm just hanging out down here. So I look with a gimlet eye at anything any politician says, even one I voted for, and that's the way it should be. But let's talk a little bit about how we got into this mess with inflation. So if you look at the situation, let me give you an example. Nearly 30% of Americans recently were surveyed and said they couldn't even afford a vacation. So there's another problem going on, and it has to do with debt. 18.5 trillion dollars of consumer household debt now. $18.5 trillion. That means roughly almost $100,000 per household. And how did this happen? The Federal Reserve is responsible for this. And they are also responsible for the inequality that has been created between a declining middle class and the top 1% of Americans. Because what the Federal Reserve has done is they keep pumping more new money into the economy. It is not equally distributed. The wealthy, connected individuals are making an absolute killing. Did you know 90% of the wealth on Wall Street, this big booming market, is in the hands of the top 10%? Not the middle class. And so the Fed is, I'm blaming Powell and the Fed for this. And one of the reasons that he is not lowering interest rates is I believe, to put Trump in a bad position economically for the midterm elections. And the Fed is actually responsible for growing the welfare state by their continued monetizing debt, creating debt, purchasing our debt with treasury bonds. These things are going to lead to not a good thing. So limited markets, free trade, and yes, the use of tariffs, I believe, is the right path, and Donald Trump has been treading it, unlike what's happening in other parts of our fine country on this Veterans Day. How about what's happening in New York, and is that a precursor to something that could spread like a horrible cancer to other places? Well, we'll take a humorous look at that situation when we come back. This is Tony Dale sitting in for Tara Servatius. She'll be back tomorrow. Howdy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back. I am so excited. My very first actual caller, I get to speak to someone personally, and it is Bonnie from Greenville. How are you? By the way, Bonnie, you're looking really good today.
I'm doing great, and I'm so glad you get to talk to me. The money situation. Keep the money. Do something productive with it. It never goes where it's supposed to. It ends up going to people who get 1 or 2 checks or 3. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And I worry it would go to the illegal aliens. I don't need the $2,000. I don't need the hassle. Put it back in the government and do something productive.
Well, what would you? Okay, so great points, all Bonnie. So if you were President Trump and you were going to effect what you suggested, where would be the first place that you would take that $151 billion surplus from tariffs? And by the way, turn your radio down.
I would give it to the military families that are living on SNAP. That's horrible. That is criminal that these people have to live on SNAP. Give it to those people. They need it. I don't.
Well, that's a very good suggestion on Veterans Day, no less. I like that. What would you think about taking that same money and putting it toward paying down our $37 trillion in debt?
I don't even think it'd make a dent. So do it. Do something productive, like give it to the vet, you know, the Army or the military families.
Well, I like it. Bonnie, I thank you so much for your call. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, we have this: pay down the national debt. Amen, brother. That would be my first vote. Governments never put the money where it needs to go. Another texter writes, stop the child tax credit for households that don't work a job. And then, Tony, tariffs are not a tax. Tariffs are a trading tool used by traders since at least Roman times. So let's stop the navel gazing until we lose our freedom. I like that. Here's the difference, though, and actually the next texter sort of makes the point. Tariffs charge China a tax to sell a widget. Then China simply charges more for the widget, thus we pay a tariff tax. Okay, and it is a good, valid point. Here's the problem. In the early design of the United States, before we created the income tax, that is how we raise money. The problem now is the income tax has been used to expropriate the money from our hard work in a supposedly capitalist country, free market economy, and hand it over to this monstrous hydra-headed behemoth that we sometimes call the deep state, the administrative state, the bureaucratic state. And over time, much of that money has been expropriated into the pockets of people on SNAP and welfare. The majority of our budget now is being spent on social spending, and we're borrowing money to do it. So this can't go on forever. Somebody wrote on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text, like, military families would benefit more from Dave Ramsey's program than more money to waste on motorcycles or new cars. Well, okay. Use it for cannabis research and rescheduling, which would net profits and taxes. Okay, well, that's another way to look at it. Okay. In essence, let's break this down into an ideological sort of perspective for a sec. What are we really talking about here? We're talking about the difference between Adam Smith and the original James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin vision of a free market society where people, through their own hard work and effort, create the business, the farm, the whatever it is, but they get to keep the fruits of their labor. That was the original design, right? But the income tax came along, supposedly to help fund World War I. It was a temporary tax. Oh, yeah, right. Whenever have they created a tax that ended up being temporary? One of my favorite, income tax, right? Think about this one, since we're speaking of social. Franklin Delano Roosevelt actually said these words. The Social Security tax, Social Security will never be taxed. Well, he died. And now it's taxed, right? So, I like this suggestion on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. The $150 billion should be invested through Common Sense Retirement Planning. This should eliminate the national debt. Why, thank you, if only. Lord. Okay, do we have, let me see, how much time do we have, JJ? 3 minutes, perfect. It is time to inject a little, shall we call it, black humor. So I ran across a parody song about Mondami's getting elected to being mayor of New York. That's a spoof, and it's AI, and I cannot believe, you really should go find the video and watch it. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. But this is a parody of Frank Sinatra singing New York, New York.
I want no friggin' part of it. New York, New York. These Hugo Boss shoes are longing to stray and take an Uber to LaGuardia. Ta-ta, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that's safe and free, without that slick jive ass mayor, Comrade Mamdani. It's clear that Gen Z knows no history, just DEI and woke philosophy. With a dash of Sharia, that's what you got. New York, New York.
Well, I have to say, that is just sheer brilliance. And what you're watching take place in New York is a precursor of what a great number of people in this country, though a minority, would like to see, which is the redistribution of wealth, or what they call Marxism. And that is why, whether you agree with everything Donald Trump does or not, at the very least, he's in making an effort to steer us back on course, because this Titanic ship of state here has been heading right toward an iceberg for a very long time. And at least there appears to be a captain at the wheel that knows something about reading a compass. That's our prayer. Stick around. We'll be back with more of The Tara Show and a very interesting guest about what in the world is happening to movies. I'm Tony Dale. Stick around. Howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm so glad that you are here. Heck, I'm glad I'm here. I'm having a fun time. Good news, Tara will be back tomorrow, and I will be listening to her. She's my favorite talk show host, so it's kind of cool to get to do her show for a change. She comes on Common Sense Talk sometimes to fill in with my partner Phillips out, and it is one of my most enjoyable things is to do the show with her. That's a real hoot, because that woman has the quickest mind. She is just quite amazing and an absolutely amazing researcher. But enough about her. if you'd like to weigh in, you may. You may call 800-905-0989 if you want to talk, actually have a conversation, or, of course, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is the same number, to which we repair now. Here's one. Pay the Social Security debt. It would be easier to make that solvent than to pay down the national debt on money that was created out of thin air. Also, younger people would not feel bad about paying into it if they saw it would be there when they got older. You know, let me give you a thought on that. And it's a disturbing thought. So I turned 78 in September. And next year, when I turn 79, or actually the year after, I will be one of only 17% of the people demographically in this country. The baby boomers represent in the 20s%. But Gen Z and the millennials alone make up about half the population base. Now, this is not an easy time to be a young person because of inflation, because, frankly, of the wreck that my generation has made of this country. We haven't done a real good job of stewarding this. Actually, if you just a side thought on this, how did we get here? This is history repeating. This has happened time and time and time again throughout history. The first generation creates wealth. The second generation takes that wealth and builds things with it and carries it on, but they start to become complacent. The third generation squanders the wealth, which leads to upheavals of various kinds, crashes, wars, revolutions, etc. And that generation suffers the results of these bad decisions, which, frankly, I think is what, and I'm not alone here. I'm standing on the shoulders of some great thinkers like Strauss and Howe, who wrote the book, The Fourth Turning. If you've not read The Fourth Turning or the new one, The Fourth Turning is here, you really should, because it is prescient and it tells you where things are headed, and they're not alone. I mean, I was reading Matthew 24 the other day in the Bible and thinking, they were asking Jesus, what's it going to be like in the latter days? Just go read it. But basically, his description was so much like kind of what I'm watching unfold now. So here's the problem with the paying down the Social Security debt and so forth. First of all, it's impossible at this stage in the game. We are now 110% debt to GDP ratio. Historically, when you hit that level, it's over. But it isn't over, because we're still playing these games of, well, we can print more money. And unfortunately, when you study the history of of these things, this does not end well. One of the most egregious examples of this is what happened in Germany with the Weimar Republic. After World War I, they had to pay all of the debt back from World War I, the Germans did. So what did they do? Well, they didn't have the money, so they just started printing it. And it came to a point where the devaluation of the currency, hyperinflation, became so bad that it took a wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks to buy a loaf of bread. That is just a fact. And the demographics are not on our side on this. We are having fewer and fewer children. Younger people are having a harder and harder time finding work, buying a home. The average age of a home buyer I read the other day is now 54. It used to be 27 just a few decades back. So young people are being priced out of home ownership. AI and other causes are creating tremendous upheaval in the job markets. And maybe I'll have time in the next hour to talk a little bit about this, but I think one of the great hopes for young people right now is trades. If you want to have a good future, forget taking out college loans, I think, and getting a degree in woke studies. Go out there and learn how to be a welder. Learn how to fix something. Learn how to build something. And you will have a much better future. That being said, though, there's a saying, demographics is the future. And our demographics don't bode well for what is coming in the paying down of debt. And think of it this way. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, that is current workers paying taxes to those receiving it. Well, we already know that it's going to run out of money. The Social Security's told us this within the next few years. And what if fewer and fewer workers are able to pay that? And what point do the majority of people who are baby boomers millennials and Gen Zers say, I've had it with those old farts. No more. I'm not paying for that anymore. You see where this could head, don't you? Well, in the next hour, we're going to talk to a Hollywood film producer that saw what's happening in Hollywood coming 5 years ago and left. That's producing a film that moved here and is in the producing field now and has some fabulous insights on why we don't have good movies anymore and what's the future of filmmaking. Stick around. We'll talk about that. I'm Tony Dale, in for Tara Servatius. Stick around.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies.
My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance.
TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.